Stewart goes deep for Stewart. Stewart falls with it. Coverage has got a man wide open. It's Calvin Ridley, and it's another touchdown for Alabama.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. The Thunderstruck should tip you off if the highlights didn't. It is our weekly look at Alabama Crimson Tide football and what a monster game they have to open defense of their fourth national championship in seven seasons under Nick Saban. Saturday night at Jerry World, Alabama and Southern California. Kind of nice. And Jay, I'll be honest. You told me back in January of 14 when news broke that Nick Saban was hiring some guy named Lane Kiffin as offensive coordinator. If you had told me, and I probably said it then, maybe a 20% chance that he would see this game. He's just hours away from seeing it.
Oh, yeah. I think that's an interesting storyline. Not before going into the season opener, but watching as this offense progresses and where his name starts to pop up when job openings start happening. Because, I mean, I don't think any of us think Lane Kiffin views himself as a longtime coordinator anywhere. I mean, I know he's making comfortable money and he's got the whole Joey Freshwater thing working in and outside around Tuscaloosa, but it'll be interesting to see at what levels his name gets bandied about after this year.
All right. Nick Saban had his first weekly news gathering of the season yesterday in Tuscaloosa. Here was his opening statement about Saturday night's test against USC.
You know, we're excited for game week. We're excited that I know our players are excited as well to have the opportunity to play a great program with great tradition like the University of Southern California. You know, this is always a sort of a bowl-like atmosphere when you play in these first game neutral site games, which I know our players will be very excited about.
All right, speaking of these neutral site games, since Saban's been there and these kind of openers.
He's like, what, 1-8?
In these openers at dome stadiums, he's 6-0 by the average score of 34-16. And I just did the math on it, and I was surprised that it wasn't worse.
Right.
It's felt worse.
It has felt worse.
Well, I also did the math, and you guys were giving my boy Butch a hard time for saying individuals too many times yesterday during his press conference, which was from, I believe, Saturday. 21 seconds, that clip that we just played. Nick Saban said excited three times.
He's excited. He just can't hide it. He won't deny it.
Isn't that a song?
He's a Pointer Sister.
Mm-hmm. All right. Of course, the biggest news with Alabama, as it has been the past couple of years, who will get the start at quarterback? 2 years ago, it was Blake Sims over Jake Coker. Last year, it was Jake Coker over Cooper Bateman. Nick Saban yesterday saying we're down to two. This is what he said. And then he also added, and I mentioned this in today's article, there are certain pet peeves that Nick Saban must deal with every year. The Monday before the start of the football season ranks way up there because he loathes depth charts.
Yes,
so
he does.
He is talking about the quarterback, but making sure he gets a little depth chart dig at the very end.
You know, we're sort of down to two guys here. Cooper Bateman and Blake Barnett are probably the two guys that we're getting ready to play in this game. And that's the way it's going to be for right now. We're going to try to continue to develop all of our guys. And when we make this choice, we make this decision, it's with what's going to give us the best chance to win this game. But it's also, you know, about future development of our players. And we want to play the guy that's the most ready to give us the best chance. But we also want to continue to develop guys that can compete at this position in the future. And that's kind of where it is right now. So there's really nothing else to talk about or nothing else to say. I know they're going to give you a depth chart, which you guys will just absolutely love, which, you know, I know that it used to be we created a depth chart. Now you guys create the depth chart based on what you think. So that's A2. Just know that what you think doesn't count.
Well, I don't think anybody in that room really thought that Saban's going to look at it and go, ooh, Birmingham News thinks I should be starting so-and-so at left guard. Probably need to take a look at that. Go look it back at some game film, Lane. He got a little teeth suck in there. Did you hear that little? Yeah, no. That's a sign of a guy in the South getting a little worked up right there.
Yeah, he is not a fan of the depth chart. I did hear when I was down in Athens yesterday, y'all had a caller late in the show that had been on the Jalen Hurts bandwagon, or had been reading up about Jalen Hurts and felt like misled by some of the websites that cover these and the message board chatter and stuff like that. And I know we've been playfully giving Tyke a hard time for calling in 2 or 3 weeks ago, talking about how it's Bryce, you know, how he's here and it's Bryce Ramsey. And what do you think? In the situation of Jalen Hurts, as someone who's follows a lot of what Saban says for articles in the Times Free Press, he's had a couple of years recently where when he feels it's time to whittle it down, when you're like third or fourth, he'll bring that up.
Right.
When he feels like it's the right time. I think the fact that Jalen Hurts made it to the final week before being cast as the odd man out, the third guy, I do think speaks volumes about how he did in preseason camp in building off what was a pretty decent A-Day performance. I know he was a second-team offensive guy against a second-team defensive guy. He never played against the starters. We talked about how Bo Scarborough went up against the starters and struggled in A-Day. Hurts didn't do that, but I think he gave it a good run.
No, I don't disagree with that. That guy's main frustration was that he was paying premium money to a website and thinking he was getting inside information and probably was sitting down with all of his Alabama buddies going, well, I don't know what y'all are hearing, but everything I've seen says Jalen Hurts is going to be right there in the mix. And then this comes out, and he's going, what am I paying $9.99 a month for? And them telling me that Jalen Hurts is going to be – no, I think the fact that we know who, even Jalen Hurts' name is a testament to how close he was to this thing. Because, I mean, even coming in really out of spring, everybody was going, Jalen Hurts, sure. What? Is he related to Jalen Hurts? No, I don't know, man. Here's what I do know going into this game against USC. I think this, and I am staggered to even say these words, I think this is the most talented defense starting 11 that Nick Saban's ever had there, as crazy as that sounds.
And that's when it's all said and done. I mean, I thought when we had Bill Searcy on last week, the right side of Alabama's offensive line. You've got a true freshman, Jonah Williams, starting at right tackle. How's he going to do? You've had this last-minute switch where it looked like Ross Pierschbacher was going to be the successor to Ryan Kelly. Last-minute flip-flop, so now you've got Bradley Bozeman starting at center and Pierschbacher moving to right guard. You've got a little bit of shuffling. How's this offensive line going to look? How's a new quarterback going to do? I would probably say that I would say that Bateman has the slightly better shot over Barnett. And maybe that's just track record of seniority. Blake Sims, Jay Coker. Now you got Cooper Bateman. He's the one with game experience. Played in a big game, started a big game last year against Ole Miss. Got pulled, but wasn't doing just horribly. It's just they fell behind with a lot of turnovers that weren't all his fault. But like you said, the flip side, Alabama's defense going up against Max Brown. It could be a long night for
absolutely.
For Mr. Brown.
It could be.
Now I tell you where it could be fun is Southern Cal is loaded in that secondary.
Oh,
and Alabama is loaded at receiver.
Well,
and that could be a whole lot of fun as far as position on position.
And I know we're talking about our Alabama segment. I was thinking about, and I'm going to put this into Friday's paper. I do the little inside thing in the sports section about different things I'm looking for in the weekend. Think about the millionaire matchups that are ahead of us this weekend. Calvin Ridley and Adoree Jackson.
That's some coin.
I mean, that's two guys that are definitely top 10 overall picks. And then you look around the rest of the SEC, and you've got Josh Rosen and
Miles Garrett
is staring over here. And even at Auburn, you've got Carl Lawson trying to track down Deshaun Watson. I bet all six of those guys are – if not high first round, certainly first round picks, and going up and trying to account for each other is just part of this great weekend. But you're right. What Alabama, because, yes, Calvin Ridley is a stud duck, man. That guy is unbelievable. But then you look at Stewart, and you look at O.J. Howard at tight end, and you look at the levels of just recruiting awesomeness, man. I mean, everybody they trot out there, the only reason they're not on the field is because the guys ahead of them are all world. I mean, I'm not going to say it's the deepest they have, because they've had a whole lot of good wide receivers come through there, and Saban's now pushing a decade of dominance. But it feels like they've got more of them. We don't know if Calvin Ridley will ever be a Julio Jones or an Amari Cooper. I mean, he's on that trajectory. But it feels like if they put three or four of them out there, there's very little drop-off between one and four.
Then you look at Alabama special teams.
Yes,
with J.K. Scott, Adam Griffith, just all the guys. And, of course, the two games I'm kind of having to hone in the most this week, Alabama and Georgia's game. Georgia's got a lot of guys they're having to replace on special teams. And in North Carolina, they're facing a kid who's got seven career punt returns for touchdowns. Alabama playing 8 o'clock on ABC, 8 Eastern. You've got Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit, and Samantha Ponder. You like Samantha Ponder or Sam Ponder?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.